13 minutes past four, and it's nearly time for this again.
The BBC Sports Personality of the Year is Beth Mead.
Lewis Hamilton.
Mo Farah.
Andy Murray.
The Sports Personality of the Year Awards happen every December, of course, and my next guest has written a book all about its 70-year history. Peter Donaldson, who happens to be a history lecturer at the University of Kent, has released his book. It's called And the Winner Is, and it delves into winners, controversies, and, well, a few names that we might not have heard of before. I'm very pleased to say Peter Donaldson joins us now. How are you, Peter?
Hi, Adam. I'm well, thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us. I've been enjoying your book. Has this always been an interest of yours? Have you always been a bit of a sports personality fan?
Yeah, I have actually, Adam. It's something I always watched when I was little. It was kind of, you know, the lead up to Christmas. And I started last year, when the lead up to the 70th, there was some interesting things about who had first won it when it started in 1954. And it was a guy called Chris Chataway. And what was really interesting about that was I thought it'd be Roger Bannister, who was, of course, the first guy to run under 4 minutes for a mile.
Yeah.
And from there, I thought, well, I wonder, is there any other anomalies in who wins it and what that tells us about how British public look at sport and how it's all changed. So I started just to look through all the previous winners and have a look at some of those stories and see what it told us about British society and British sport.
And of course, there have been quite a few surprises, especially since they started, basically 2012, wasn't it, I think, when they started it being a public phone and online vote. You suddenly get the public opinion completely swaying things. And, well, like you say, it shows sometimes that people don't view sport in the way we think they do.
It does. I mean, even before 2012, honestly, there were some really interesting results. I mean, I think, when was it? 1970s, I think. 1971, Princess Anne won. And, I mean, she was a great horsewoman and she won the European Eventing Championships. Yeah. Well, the person who came second was George Best. And third was the great rugby player Barry John. So I don't imagine there's many sporting polls where eventing tops football and rugby, and George Best comes second to Princess Anne as a sports personality. So, yeah, you get some really, really interesting results.
And then, of course, her daughter went and won it sometime later.
That's right. Her daughter, Zara Phillips, won it in, I think, 2006 or so. Again, for inventing, that's right. So, I mean, in fact, the only parent and child combination who have won it so far. And I say in the book, more royals have won Spotty than rugby players. So there's a pretty amazing statistic.
That is quite a stat, isn't it? Yeah, wow. And look, I like what you've done with it as well, because it's not just year by year, almost like an encyclopedia. It's divided up into different sports, and it's sort of that way. It sort of tells a story that way.
Yeah, that was the idea, because I didn't want it just to be a list of facts and figures. So what I was trying to do was show maybe how the way that the winners that we've chosen tell us something about how our attitudes towards those sports have changed. Something, you know, I mean, for we've got more women winning now, so that's a great thing. We've had three women in a row winning since Emma Raducanu and Beth Mead and then Mary Earps just recently. And also just it shows us little snippets of which sports suddenly come to the forefront. So in the 80s, suddenly snooker, which hadn't appeared on any of the sports personality podium for winners.
Yeah.
Suddenly we've got seven people appearing in the top three. And the same with ice skating in the late 70s and early 80s. We had three winners in a row in the Olympic years for ice skating. So suddenly we get these little spurts of interest in certain sports. And one of the other interesting things is, of course, the big sport, football, actually doesn't win all that often, because it's really hard for team players to get voted in as the as the individual winner of something like that.
But the mere fact that there is often controversy and there are people that will have their opinions on whether the shortlist is right, let alone whether the winner is right, the mere fact that those debates are had just shows how much, actually, in this country, we really do care about sport.
I think it does. That's right. And of course, people always complain about Sports Personality of the Year. But, you know, you only complain about things that you actually, you know, because you like them, because really they're important to you.
Yeah.
And it does show us how much sport is actually integral to us. You know, it sort of defines key moments in our lives. It can. The Olympics in 2012, and that was an amazing moment, wasn't it? And
yeah,
Bradley Wiggins won then with his, having won the Tour de France, but also winning the time trial in the Olympics. And that was a great moment. And Super Saturday with Jess Ennis-Hill and Greg Rutherford, you know, they all appeared in the shortlist. So it was, I think it does show just how important sport is to lots of people, and especially in World Cup years, Olympic years, those moments which the whole nation unites together.
Having spent so long looking into this now, I appreciate this next question's like asking you your favourite child, but right. What's your favourite? Do you have a standout winner? Do you have a sports personality that you always remember watching?
That's a great question. I must admit, I wondered whether you'd ask that, and I thought exactly the same analogy that you just used, that, you know, it's like saying, who's my favourite child? Now? And, you know, therefore, it's so difficult to answer. Actually, what was really interesting doing the book was, I mean, I love athletics and I love football, so I thought, you know, Bobby Moore and Steve Ovin and Seb Coe and all those great sportsmen. But the lovely thing about doing the book was people that I really knew very little about. Actually, I suddenly became to appreciate their brilliance, the amount of effort they put in, the sports that they did. So, for example, I mean, you know, I cannot ice skate. I'm absolutely hopeless at ice skating. I know nothing about it. But John Curry, when I read up about him, then I went to watch the YouTube clips of him in 1976. And he is such a superb athlete.
Right.
And just watching him on YouTube is just amazing to see. And he's a guy who changed ice skating, because up until then it was all about athleticism and how high you could jump. And John Curry wanted to introduce lots of artistry. And his coaches kept on saying, no, but John, you know, look at how good the Russians are. Look at how high they can jump. And Curry would say, yes, but horses can jump high as well. I want to do something different. And he was just, you know, he was a real game changer for his sport. And it just gave me a huge appreciation for someone like that previously I really knew so little about.
I have to ask, who do you think is the front runner for this year?
Right. I mean, I think, you know, an Olympic year, more often than not, it's an Olympian that wins.
Yeah.
And I think the outstanding favourite at the moment is probably Keely Hodgkinson for her 800-metre gold medal. I mean, she won it so comfortably, and she was the sort of poster girl for the Olympics for British sport. So my money, if I was a betting man, it would be on Keely Hodgkinson, I think. But Luke Littler, of course, the darts player, seems to be looking pretty good.
Yeah, and part of me wonders, I mean, I think it's nearly mathematically impossible now, but were Lando Norris to win the F1 World Championship, then surely he's a front runner too. So,
yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, also we've got Mark Cavendish, who has just retired, which gives you that sort of, public sympathy. And he's just broken the Tour de France record for the number of stage wins. So we've got quite a strong field this year. It should be quite interesting.
It's been great to chat about sports personality. I love the book, and I love that you spent some time with us, Peter. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Adam.
Author Peter Donaldson there, and his book, And the Winner Is, 70 Years of Sports Personality of the Year, is out now.